Welcome back to another Hilchas Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Losh on Shabbos. We spoke in last year about making ayimitzvivul, eggs and onions on Shabbos, egg salad on Shabbos, and we spoke about the chatilah ways of making egg salad on Shabbos to do it with a shinui. If you're using oil, to use two shinuyim. First of all, when you're pouring in the oil, do it in a shinui by putting the eggs to one side and putting the oil into the bowl. And when it comes to mixing, you mix it in an irregular manner, crisscross strokes, or by hand with your bare hands, and then that will be a way that we mutter to make the egg salad on Shabbos. Lamaisa by the Hasidim, the minig was by a lot of the Hasidim to make this ayimitzvivul on Shabbos without any shinuyim and not do it in an irregular manner. And the shaila is there any limud chus for such a minig? So the svarim and the Gedolim from the Friedrich Gadar in the 1800s already, Rav Shlomo Kluger already was trying to miyashiv the minig of making the egg salad on Shabbos without a shinui. And he comes up with two chedushim, which we don't pass in halacha, but for limud chus, he held as a limud chus. Number one, he wanted a taina that the only isser of lisha is only if you use one of the shiva mashkin. The seven mashkin are yayin, devash, which is wine, honey, shemen zayis, or chalav, tal, dam, or mayim. But the shemen that we use for our eggs is not shemen zayis, not olive oil. It's other type of oil, canola oil, or other type of oils. And since it's not one of the shiva mashkin, you want to tie it, there's no issa lash, no issa of kneading if it's not one of the shiva mashkin. A big chiddush. That was chiddush number one, he wanted to tie it for limud chus. Another chiddush he wanted to tie it, that maybe the issa lash is only by gedule karka, things that grow from the ground. But things that don't grow from the ground, there's no isser of lisha, and eggs don't grow from the ground. And therefore, he wanted to tie in, maybe there's no isser lisha when it comes to eggs. He had two reasons. First of all, the shemen is not one of shemen mashkin. Number two, the eggs are not going to do the karka. That was his limud chus. Now, the halacha, we don't really pass like that. But if that's your minik, maybe he used that for limud chus. The Tilal David, which also a Hungarian gadol from the late 1800s, he also wanted to yashiv this minig of making egg salad, ayimitzvivul, without a shinui. And we wanted a taina, since you're doing a little bit at a time, so that's called a shinui, and therefore there's no iser to do this on Shabbos, as lash. That was his heter, his limud chus. And the Be'er Moshe, the Rebbe Tzina, has another heter. He says, he writes, Haloi, avesenu sipru lanu, shekeno yunoigim la'arev, batzol, beya, im shuman, fake doyle, oilam, v'tzadikim, v'fusamim, and they didn't say anything. So he wants a taina that there's no iser lash when it comes to exile, because I'm not trying to make a dough. I'm not trying to make a one entity called exile. I'm just trying to give taste to the eggs. Therefore, I'm adding oil to it. And therefore, we wanted a taina that's bechlal, not lush. And these are the different svaras that the Gedolim wanted a taina why people don't do a shinu. So therefore, the bottom line, if you have a minig, and that's your mesoira from your parents and grandparents, not to do a shinu, you have what to be soimicha, and you see already the Gedolim are trying to be yash of the minig. But if you don't have a clear minig to be mekel, then you should make the ayimitzvivul in the ways we outlined in the last year by doing shinuyim in the adding the oil and doing a shinuyim mixing. And this way, it would be the best way to do it in the mutter l'chatchila on Shabbos to do it with those shinuyim. And that would be the best way to do it if you don't have a minig, not like that.